Gospel of Luke is filled with many of these parables that reveal not only the mercy and the love of God, but also, especially in this parable, it is an instruction to us of how we are to be before God and one another. It's quite evident that Jesus told this parable in such a stark contrast. Pharisee, offering this prayer, simply focused on himself and not to God, felt that he was justified. And yet, Jesus also says that there was this publican, this sinner, who stood at the back of the church and uttered those words that Jesus instructs us, as he did his disciples, that this is the type of prayer, this is the type of heart that the Lord desires. It is a heart of humility. Most recently, Bishop Henry, in addressing the priests and the Knights of Columbus, talked about the most recent scandals that are facing us as a church with regard to the sexual abuse. Also, the challenge to us as the bishops in terms of leadership. And one of the priests reminded me that he ended the talk and the reflection on the fact that we are being called to humility, to recognize our own sinfulness, our own need each day to turn to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. I'm sure many of us, at least I do, throughout the day, often simply say that prayer, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." And many times when we say that, we must also have that sense of the heart that what we are saying in those words is truly the fact that before God we are humbled because of our own weakness and sinfulness. And yet that is not the message, especially in Luke's gospel, for he also tells us about the parables of the mercy and the love and the forgiveness of God. The parable of the prodigal son that we will hear on this fourth Sunday talks about that enduring love that receives each one of us despite what we have done. And that becomes the mystery that we as a church must always witness to in the face of sexual abuse. God's mercy is greater than sin, greater than this tragedy. And despite the fact that maybe our words and our witness of it might not be authentic, if we are humble before God, seeking mercy and healing for survivors, recognizing the dignity of all, that each person is touched by such sin, then we truly witness to the mercy and forgiveness of God. As we continue, all of us here, celebrating this great prayer of the church, let us do so with the same heart as this publican, that we come before God, each of us, need of mercy, recognizing that our hearts must always be humble before the Lord and one another.